I said, God, you don't hear me? I said, God.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. Good morning. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, and First Lady Judy Johnson, we would like to once again welcome you to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast on KAYT. Our church is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. As a community announcement, the Johnson Temple Feeding the Hungry program takes place every second and fourth Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. In addition to providing a hot meal, perishable and non-perishable food items are available for individuals in need. The public is invited and volunteers are welcome. For more information, please call the church at 337-239-3845. In today's broadcast, you will hear a solo from Sister Michelle Dotson, followed by an uplifting message that was delivered by evangelist missionary Patricia Brown during last Sunday's Johnson Temple Annual Women's Conference. If you would like more information about the church, please call the church at 337-239-3845. You can also visit or follow us on Facebook. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Oh, the center of my joy. My joy. Oh, Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Amen. I won't be before you long. Amen. When you look at Ephesians 3 and 20 and 21, if you go back up a little bit further, the beginning, 3 and 20 is the conclusion of a prayer. Amen. It's the encouragement to a prayer. For you to trust in God for an answer. But you're saying, all right, all right, all right, but how does this relate to me? I'm going to tell you how. See, the Bible says, not what Patricia says, the Bible says up in Isaiah, you can search it, you can go and search it for yourself. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways, saith the Lord. So I'm just going to help out just a little bit. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of my testimony. Because the subject is next times 10. I'm going to just help you out just a little bit. Because this is my next times my 10. See, when I was a little younger, I was a little girl, as we all were, and I grew up. But God was taking me to my next times my 10. But see, the enemy wanted to stop me. Well, when I was younger, I began to have seizures. But nobody knew what they were. I would go to the doctor, and they would bring me back home. Well, one time when I was in, my teenage years, that's when they really, I was starting to have them. I'm talking about my next times 10. Well, when I got in, I was beginning to start a summer job. My cousin, Eddie Lee, came down. We call him Eddie Lee. His name is Eddie. And so Eddie Lee came down, and before the job, when I got excited, when something was about to happen, or if I got hungry, I had a seizure prior to it. See, sometimes when you getting ready to go to that next. The enemy doesn't want you to get to that next. So he's going to do anything he can to stop you from getting to that next. Okay? Anything he can. If he got to put a stopping block there, put a person there, whatever he has to do to stop you from getting to your next, backbiting, lying, cheating, that's what he gonna put there. Well, mine was medical. Okay? Well, I told y'all, the seizures began to progress. When I got to college, instead of tapering off, they were getting worse. I was having them in my sleep. I was waking up having them. I was getting out of the shower having them. I was walking across campus having them. So it looked like I wasn't getting to my next. And I was having grandma seizures. I was staying out for 30 minutes sometimes longer than that at the time. And then when I was out, they say they were asking me questions. I didn't know it, and I was answering the questions. But let me help y'all out. God said he will do exceedingly, abundantly, above anything that I could ask or think. One time I had a seizure, and I was at home by myself. Mommy had gone to work. Janice had gone to work. And I was at home. I'm talking about my nets times 10. On our back door, you only could get in with the key. It had a porch on it, which was locked. I woke up having the seizure, saints. I didn't know what to do. Don't ask me how this happened. Somehow, I got to the telephone and dialed 911. While having a seizure. Don't ask me how they did everything else. They tracked my cousin. They found out which number it was coming from, which was my mommy's house number, where I live. They tracked that down. They tracked my cousin, who was a principal of a school, which they called there. They found out where my mommy worked. They called her. They had the police and the ambulance en route to my house. So by time my mommy got home, okay? Now listen to this, what I tell y'all, the key, the back door only opened by key. The front door was locked. The back door was locked. The key was not in the door. So when the fire department came, they thought they was going to have to break open the lock. When they broke open the screen doors, when they came open, they said the door was open. They said the door was open. They walked in. And they found me laying down on the floor. I'm talking about my next times 10. God had a purpose in my life. God wanted to take me somewhere. But sometimes when God wants to take you somewhere, the enemy don't want you to go. The pastor and I one time came from overseas. I'm talking about my next time, my 10. We were staying in transitional houses. Our money was a little funny. The money was a little low. We were trying to figure out what's going to happen. We need food. But how many of you all know that God will do exceedingly, abundantly, above anything that you could ask or think? God allowed an 18-wheeler to drop a box off of a truck that was in front of the pastor. Everybody was moving around the truck. The pastor said, let me stop and get this and move this box out of the way so that nobody would get, the car would get hurt. He picked the box up. The box was heavy. So he threw the box in his car and went to work all day long. He came home. In the house, we were talking. He said, oh, this box fell off this truck. I put it in the car. Let me go get it. When he went to get the box, and he opened up the box, How many of you all know that God will provide? Because in the box were 8 big long rolls. I think Deacon Williams and them are cooks. Deacon Williams and Deacon McNutt. It was big long rolls of 100% hamburger meat. Oh, yeah. We had spaghetti. Yeah. We had hamburger with noodles. We had hamburger fries. We had hamburger patties. We had meatball with hamburgers. We had hamburger and everything that you can make with hamburger. That's what we had. How many of you all know that God can do and he will do? So tell me God won't take you to your next times 10 if you allow him. So he'll do that abundantly. I'm telling you what my God will do. Not only that, saints, let me tell you your next times 10. We weren't supposed to come here to Fort Polk, Louisiana. I'm talking about your next time 10. We weren't supposed to ever come here. Fort Polk was off the radar for us. Say why? I'm glad y'all asked me. I was EFMP. What's EFMP, Miss Mosby? Thank you, Miss Mosby. Okay, for y'all that didn't hear, Exceptional Family Member Program. I told y'all I was diagnosed with epilepsy, right? That means exceptional family member. Okay, so Fort Polk didn't have the facilities to take care of me. So we were never supposed to come to Fort Polk, Louisiana. But they requested him right there. Fort Polk, specially JRTC, requested him. So since they requested him, he had to write a letter to his command up in D.C. saying that he realized they didn't have the facilities to take care of me and we had to go somewhere else. That's how we got here. Our pastor, where we came from in Clarksville, Tennessee, said, y'all ain't supposed to go there. How y'all going there? He said, God opened up a door. I'm talking about your next time seeing. God will move you above your circumstances. So don't tell me what God can't do. But before that, he had met his RCP, retention control point, in the military. So the military said, okay, boy, it's time for you to get out. So let me tell you what my God can do. All right, let me tell you what my God can do. Since you all think things are impossible, in Romans 4:24, this is what it says. Read what it says.
It reads, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification,
and being fully persuaded that he that has promised that he will perform. Y'all believe that? Y'all believe that? Okay, since y'all believe that, let me help y'all out. He was the only one in the U.S. Army that got promoted. Tell me he can't do exceedingly and above. Tell me he can't do it. God will do the impossible. Y'all say y'all next times 10? Take the word next. God wants to do new things for us. He's trying to elevate us, but we don't want to get elevated. He's trying to do that. That's your N. Your E is exciting. He wants us to get excited about what he's doing for you. Your X, the X factor. And I ain't talking about the X factor of the game. No, I'm talking about something unique, something special, some special qualities that God is trying to do. The T, he's trying to transform everybody. That's what he's trying to do. But will you allow him to do it? Will you allow God to do it? God has the power to strengthen us. He has the power that's indwelling in us. He has the power that's loving us. He has the power of understanding. That's what we need. Understanding what God does. The power of the fullness in him. God is trying to do some things in us. He's trying to take us to the next times 10. You don't believe me? Let me call a few witnesses in the Bible. Let me call on Joseph. Well, you see, Joseph, amen, his brother sold him into slavery. But Joseph knew his next times 10. Joseph eventually rose, hallelujah, to the most powerful, the second most powerful man in Egypt. You don't believe me? Read the book. Joseph, he was transformed, glory to God, that his brothers didn't even know him. Let me call on Moses. Moses, despite all of his past troubles, God chose Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. The opportunity that God gave Moses transformed Moses into one of the most significant leaders in biblical history. Let me drag out Paul. Paul, we know he went through a lot of things. Paul, he persecuted the Christians. He wanted to arrest them for calling on the name of Jesus, for getting to their necks. Time sin. Paul experienced a dramatic conversion on the road to Damascus. Paul was knocked down. Paul knew who Christ was. Paul said he wanted to know. God said, you know who I am. Paul became one of the most influential apostles. Paul was known as the father of evangelism and administration. Let me call on some of our sisters in the Bible. Let me call on Esther. We know what Esther did. Esther was a Jewish queen. She was a queen in Persia. Esther was given the opportunity to save her people. Esther planned. She saved them from a massacre. Yes, Esther did. Esther was a woman of deliverance. Let me call on Ruth. Ruth was a Moabite. Ruth favored Boaz. Ruth became a part of the lineage of King David, ultimately of Jesus. Now let me walk it out just one more time. You talking about your next times 10. Your next times 10. You see, Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Judah. Judah was the father of Perez. Perez was the father of Huzzah. Huzzah was the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Amminadab. Amminadab was the father of Nashon. Nashon was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of David. David was the father of Solomon. And Solomon was the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam was the father of Abijah. Abijah was the father of Asa. Asa was the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was the father of Jeroboam. Jeroboam was the father of Josiah. Josiah was the father of Jotham. Jotham was the father of Asa. Ahaz was the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was the father of Manasseh. Manasseh was the father of Amon. Amon was the father of Josiah. Josiah was the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel was the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the father of Abuya. Abuya was the father of Achillea. Achilleum was the father of Azor. Azor was the father of Zodak. Zodak was the father of Achim. Achim was the father of Elu. Elu was the father of Eleazar. Eleazar was the father of Mathan. Mathan was the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Joseph. Joseph, Joseph, what married Mary? Mary, 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 Mary. God put the baby Jesus in Mary. That was her next.
Help yourself, sister. Go ahead.
Times 10. If you want to get to your next times 10, you leave everybody else alone and ask God to elevate you the more. Leave everybody else alone. Don't worry about what they're saying. Don't worry about what they're doing. But get to your next times 10.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and